Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 64 of the World of Goldcraft, and of course the final episode of 2019, or the first episode of 2020, depending on if you're a patron or not. I'll be your host, as always, the Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and I'm going to talk about goldmaking in World of Warcraft, as I do every week. We'll be talking through what I've been doing this week in terms of gold making, what's been working. Then we'll talk a little bit about what's happening with the game. And of course, a discussion point. And since we're at pretty much the middle point between 2019 and 2020, we're going to do a little bit of a year in review. I'm going to talk a little bit about what I did in 2019, both in terms of gold making and content, what I succeeded with, what I'm not happy with, and a little look forward, not too much of a look forward. We'll mostly be having a retrospective today. But before we get to that, let's take a look at how my week has done. Now, this Christmas week, if we look at BFA, has been, well, from an activity point of view, it's been really good, because I got in two sessions and I did shopping, BOE shopping on both of them, which is nice. My sales were also better than last week, luckily. Like, I had one day that was not a lot better, but a little bit better. When I did on the 26th, I had 21,000 in sale, which is a little better than last week. And then I had 164K in sales today, which brings my total sales for the week up to about 180,000 gold. Now, I'm still losing gold like a sieve, because I spent 1.4 million gold on BOEs this week. So that's a lot of gold. I'm really hoping this pays off and we see the same trend we did in earlier patches, where the last tier of BOEs keeps their value really well. So I guess we'll see once we get into 8.3 and people get back into the game, and we'll see what they want to spend their gold on. My liquid gold is now actually below 12 million. It's been hovering between 13.3 and 12.5 for a while now, but we finally got it below 12 million after spending a ton of gold. I did buy a token this week though, because my sub ran out, so I had to buy one. I should probably buy up more tokens and bring my gold down even more to go up to a full 6 months, because it's cheaper. So I think this week was pretty good. It's always nice to get in shopping scans. I found a lot of high value BOEs, or high item level. I find a lot of 445s and 450s today, particularly, that I had to drop the hammer on. I think those are the ones that are going to keep the value there the most, heading into 8.3, as they will be really, really competitive with the best sources of, it'll just be the best way to get that item level if you have the money to pay for it. So hopefully they do. So that's it for BFA. Let's turn our attention to Classic. So over to Classic. Another week that went really well. I almost beat, or I may have beaten, because I didn't actually write down my exact sales on the best week I had so far, but I did pass 2,000 gold in sales this week. I actually hit 2,033, with just a huge, huge mailbox coming in on Sunday. I reposted in the morning and I had 700 gold when I got on in the evening, because all of my alchemy stuff sold. So that was pretty cool. Alchemy has just been going crazy. And I have finally decided to add a crafting operation to my setup. So I have a crafting operation, and I've taken out the best in slot and most useful utility potions, and I craft those. I craft 50 of each of these, or I try to craft 50. I can barely get enough materials to keep 50 in stock of each. And I'm on a super hype up realm, so that's, maybe it's actually harder to keep it in stock on a hype up realm, because there are going to be so many people who want to use the potions, but the same amount of potential herbs being picked. But yeah, it's hard to buy materials to keep them in stock. Right now I have just under 600 gold on me, which is up 200 gold from last week. But my auction house value is down to just 900 gold, which is a huge drop from last week, where I did have auctions worth 1,550 gold, actually. But that's I spent some gold on recipes this week, and I also have a decent amount of inventory that I haven't processed yet. I have a lot of herbs that I've bought and that are just lying around on my alchemist. And I also bought recipes worth 160 gold this week, so that's also going to bring it down a little bit. So we'll see. It's a little discouraging, because right now I have less total gold and auction house value than I did last week, which is a really bad sign, to be honest. But I think it's just because I have unprocessed materials. At least I hope that's the reason. I'll definitely have to buy some more materials though to really process it all, but we'll see. It's also a factor from the new recipes, but they included some cool ones. I got the Greater Fire Protection Potion recipe finally, and I've been selling a lot of those since I bought the recipe, and I've bought even more recipes that I haven't crafted yet, so we'll see. Another thing I added to my setup is enchanting on my alt, because I figured out you can actually disenchant anything at rank 1 enchanting, which is not how I remembered it, but apparently someone said that that's how it was in Classic. My earliest memory is that you had to have a specific level of enchanting to disenchant higher level gear. But that's a nice little boost to the economy, so hopefully we can make some find some more ways to utilize this in the future. But yeah, this has really been the week of alchemy. I've just made so much sales from alchemy, and not that much from other stuff, but a decent amount. So let's turn our attention to what's going on with the game. So we'll start with BFA, where I was finally made aware that the 8.3 potential new combatant gear has actually been data mined. We will be getting new craftable, sellable, uncanny combatant gear. It will be item level 400, which is great to have it confirmed. As in 8.2, it will be slightly lower in item level than the catch-up gear mechanics. So you'll have some BOA tokens. I don't actually remember the name right now for the ones that are coming in 8.3, but they'll be higher item level than the crafted gear. But this was also the case in 8.2, so I think we'll still be able to sell these quite profitably. Because they'll still be the absolute easiest. You just need some gold and then you get the gear. So that's great. To get all the rank 3 recipes, you'll need roughly 210 marks of honor. So you can get those from the anniversary event right now, or from playing BGs or arenas or whichever PvP type you prefer or are good at. So go do that. You definitely may also want to stock up on some expulsums. Are you ready to craft? I wrote about this for 8.2, and it's pretty much the exact same calculation, as I assume we're getting items for the same slots as last time. So you can find the link on my blog, and the title is Why You Should Stock Up on Expulsum to Prepare for 8.2. So you should be able to find that. You can also find the link to in the episode description for this episode on my blog, and hopefully in your podcasting software. So yeah, I think those items are going to be great gold makers, and I'll definitely be going heavy into those if I get into crafting again in retail. I would be doing those heavily, and that means I'll still be absolutely suggesting that armor crafting is going to be probably the best way to make gold in 8.3, with a little honorary mention, of course, for jewel crafting, with prospecting in particular to get all of the Sage Agates and Asherines that people are going to need for the BOP items. So yeah, that's going to be fun. As far as Classic goes, there's really nothing much to say about what's going on with the game. We're still in Phase 2. It seems like World PvP has slowed down a little bit. At least it's much easier to get to instances now than it was before the battlegrounds opened. And we're still waiting for Phase 3 in Blackwing Lair and Sol Garub coming sometime in early 2020. So that's going to be exciting. Now for this week's discussion point, where we'll take a look back at 2019. So by the time this episode is out for everyone, it will be, of course, 2020. So this is pretty much the perfect point in time to do it. This episode essentially straddles the year change, as I'm recording this in 2019, and all of my patrons will get it now. So what did 2019 bring? What did I do in terms of gold making and content creation, which is what I focus on? Like, overall, I had a lot of fun in 2019. I'm not going to lie. Classic meant that you get to start from scratch with everyone else and figure stuff out from scratch, and that's always a lot of fun. I finished the Gold Cap Challenge just into 2019. I think it was just before New Year's Eve. So I was essentially just finished with the year-long challenge, essentially. It's how long I took, because I'm not... I don't have that much time to dedicate to the game, so I'm not the absolute fastest gold maker around. So I didn't have any major challenges going around. For those of you who have been listening to me for a while, you may remember that I was toying with the idea of going for like some super huge goal of 1 billion gold or 100 million gold or something like that for 2019. I didn't make any announcements, but I pretty fast realized that I didn't really have the motivation to go for it. So I haven't been doing that at all. And I don't really have the time available with a full-time job to go for such a challenge and complete it in a reasonable time frame. It would just become like a huge dragging boulder behind me. And with the release of Classic, it was just as well, because I've been playing way too much Classic and way too little retail to do something like that. Now, if you look back on my year in retail from a gold making perspective, because I've actually been tracking stuff in my spreadsheet since about March, I've been doing very regular tracking. And since March, I have made about I have 3 million gold more than what I had in March. And since then, I've also spent 4.8 million gold on tokens. So this year I've made about 8 million gold on retail. Maybe a little more, maybe a little less. Depends on how well I did in January and February, which I don't really remember. I think I also bought the... I may have bought the Brutosaur just before this. But that was essentially gold made the year before, so it doesn't really matter that much. So yeah, I've made a lot of gold. I have lost a lot of gold recently, because I could have made even more, but I've been spending so much gold on BOEs. Like, I've bought 3 million gold worth of BOEs since the 27th of November, which is a little sad. So right now I'm looking at like 2.3 million gold in profits from BOEs, which isn't that much, but I had a peak of like 6 million. So we'll see how that goes. But it also means that I've made a lot of gold from my other markets, which is sort of surprising. It seems way too high, because typically my sales are very concentrated in the BOEs. But I guess all of the smaller rivers really do contribute and really do bring in some gold over time. Because I have spent a lot of gold on tokens, and I have made a lot of gold. Now, I did do one challenge this year. With 30 days to a token, which I did just before the summer on retail, starting with a single level 120 character and about 5,000 gold, and then get enough gold for a token in 30 days. And I did it. I think I did it on like the second to last day or something like that, or even the last day. So I learned a lot from that, and I'll definitely be repeating that challenge in 2020. And right now I'm thinking I'll do it pretty soon after 8.3 drops. It was a ton of fun. I streamed most of it, and I had to change my style quite a bit to do it. And when I repeat it, I'll be doing even more changes, because I hope that I can get it done in a much faster time. Because the way I did it was to really just focus on long-term stuff. So I built for the long-term, like I leveled professions. I leveled 2 professions to 150, and I did a lot of stuff that didn't give gold right away. And we still made it in time, so that's quite interesting to know. And I still had a lot of auction house value left over. So that account was like in a perfect position to make more gold than one token for the next 30 days, and then start accelerating the gold gain, which is what you really want to do. But when I repeat it, we'll see if I can get on a slightly more accelerated schedule. So we'll see. I may do some other challenge this year. We'll see. I've had fun doing challenges, but some of them have just taken too long. Like the million gold and gold cap challenges took a really long time for me. Because I don't play that much compared to a lot of other players. I have a full-time job and some other, and a family. And obviously those things are going to mean time away from Azeroth. So we'll see what else I do. I'll be doing the 30 days to a token challenge again and see if I can find a formula that will really be repeatable and work really well for it. So that's what I'm hoping. Now, of course, Classic has taken a ton of focus and time for me. My old friends went back into the game and it's been so fun to play the game, both just to play the game and to try to make gold in it. There's just so many recipes, so many materials, so many things to do. And I'm not even close to having figured out like what's the best things to do or covering all of the opportunities, because there are so many of them. I'll probably have to refocus a little bit and not do everything, because right now I think I'm trying to do too many alchemy crafts, and I should probably shift away to some other activities that are also profitable or also have higher value. It's really interesting to see the contrast between Classic and BFA. There are some things I really, really like in Classic. There are some things that I think they definitely have changed for the better over time. And it's just fun. Right now, I'm not as rich as I want to be in Classic yet. But I have been spending, there's so much stuff to spend gold on, including like epic mounts. And I mean, that's 1000 gold out of the window as soon as I hit level 60, and tons of other things to spend gold on. So it's really hard to create value when I'm still trying to gear up and kit out my character and improve that as much as possible. Another thing that's really interesting is like how large the demand for consumables is. It's like it's so hard to generate enough materials for a faction. Like people really, really want and need consumables. So it's just interesting. Now, if we take a step back from the game and look at the content I've put out this year, I've been really happy with the blog and the podcast. I've been putting out content on a fixed schedule, which has been working really well. I do the podcast once a week. We do three blog posts every week with a nice even mix of what I write about. It's been a little hard to write BFA posts lately because I don't play it that much at the moment, and I have sort of figured out most of the profitable niches already. So there isn't that much new information to really uncover at this point. So we'll see. I did stream a lot in the first half, or not a lot, but I did stream regularly for the first half. But then in the summer, we moved houses and started kindergarten and stuff like that. And I just haven't managed to get into a nice schedule again since we moved, which is really a shame because I bought a new PC to get a better streaming setup, and I have almost not had time to use it. And that's really the biggest regret I've had in 2019. I really wish I'd had managed to get more streaming done, especially in the fall. You can't really change the past. You can only change the future. So we'll see if we can do that. This has also been like, I've now reached 3 years of blogging at thelazygoldmaker.com, which is really insane. It's so much fun. It's still a lot of fun. And I know that I've been reaching a lot of you. I've been helping a lot of you guys be able to pay for your tokens or pay for your epic mounts and just enjoy the economic side of World of Warcraft. And it means a lot to me every time I hear someone, every time I see someone of you have your successes and reach your goals. It's amazing. I'm really glad I'm doing this still, and I don't have any plans of quitting. We're going strong. We'll see if I can go on to better and brighter things. I have some ideas. I have a lot of ideas that I haven't put into practice. We'll see what I prioritize. I'm not going to tell you anything until I have some things figured out. But we'll definitely be doing the 30 days to a token challenge, and then we'll see. I want to see if I can figure out a cool challenge to do on Classic. So we'll see. I mean, like right now I am essentially trying to get to Gold Cap. It's just that I've been prioritizing my character a little bit more. I haven't really found the best methods yet, and there isn't that much gold in the economy, so we'll see. Apart from that, it's just going to be more of the same. We're going to try to get even richer in BFA, and of course it's going to be rich in Shadowlands, and try to figure out what that expansion will bring in terms of money-making opportunities. Which I always love new expansions. That's the best time of year for gold makers, because there are so many things to do and so many niches to fill, and prices are going crazy, and everyone is everything is up in the air, and it's always the best time. So that's going to be exciting. So what did you guys enjoy? Let me know on the blog, on my Discord channel, wherever you can reach me. Let me know like what your favorite part of 2019 was, any method that you used successfully, anything that you want to read more about or hear more about in 2020. Let me know, and I'll still keep hunting for good gold making methods and sharing them with you guys. So that's going to be it for me this week. With a final massive thank you to my patrons. I wish you all a very profitable week. Goodbye, guys.